Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Show. You're listening to us right here on Bacon8.com, and we want to thank y'all for tuning in today. We have got an exciting show. We got a lot to talk about. Don't know if anybody, I'm telling you what, if you are not watching the PBR finals, you are missing out. Last night was round one. This is where it all starts, and it will end on Sunday. These guys here were fired up. And we're going to talk a little bit about it here on the Bullfighting Thursday show. We're also going to highlight the Dickey's Bullfighters here of the PBR and talk a little bit about what they saw or what you saw. We want to hear your calls. If you have something you want to talk about, if you saw something there at the PBR Finals, one of the big highlights, we're going to talk about some of those things coming up in our show. But we also want to highlight the Dickey's Bullfighters. We've also got our Cowboy Logic, and we're taking our complaints for the day. So if you got something you want to get off your chest, feel free to give us a call. Our call-in number, 646-915-9940. And let me tell you, this is going to be an exciting deal. How about 20 qualified rides in round one? That was almost half of the bull riders made qualified rides to start things off. Now, I will tell you, round two tonight are the ranked bulls. This is the ranked pen, and this is where you're going to see your bull of the year. It is going to be a big matchup. They had the draw last night. We'll talk a little bit about that in our show. If you've got questions, comments about round one last night, you want to talk about round two tonight, some of the matchups that we have, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Or if you just want to talk bullfighting in general, maybe you're a bullfighter, maybe you got some things going on, maybe you got a friend coming up, coming up in bullfighting. We're going to let you know about some things that are coming down the way and, going to help out these bullfighters. Get it on right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. We're going to take our first break here. And, this first break is going to be brought to you by, of course, Blog Talk Radio. Without Blog Talk, we would not be able to have our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows or the Back on the Ranch shows or the Ross Hill Show or the Rob Smet Show. So I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for letting us kick things off right here on Making8.com. And you know what? Nothing would be more fitting than, a little bit of dedication to the bullfighters, the Dickey Bullfighters last night. And how about some Mo Bandy and Bandy the Rodeo Clown?
Yeah, this is Frank Newsom, and you're listening to Making8.com.
Bull-hooking son of a gun. Now who keeps a pike? Get out behind, shoot number one. Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo grounds, where the cowboys think I'm handy, I'm Bandy the rodeo clown. I could ride them all, the bulls in the Bronx knew I was boss, but the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy, I'm Bandy the rodeo clown. And I could ride them all, the bulls and the Bronx knew I was boss, but the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy, I'm Bandy the rodeo clown.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingAid.com. That's right. It is Bullfighting Thursday, and we are showing our appreciation to the Dickey Bullfighters of the PBR. How about those guys? You know, Fearless Frank Newsom, one of the top-hand cowboys. This guy's been doing it for over 16 years, knows how to get it done out there in the arena. And I'll tell you what, I was really impressed watching him last night. Really did a great job entertaining the crowd. You know, had a couple bulls that just couldn't quite get out of the arena. He was out there pulling a little freestyle action, and real impressive to watch. Almost got ran over by Pure Smoke when Casey Hayes got bucked off of him. But I'll tell you what, he did a great job of entertaining the crowd, just pulling out some of his skills there. And it was great to see old Fearless Frank Newsom out there just getting it done. You know, it was just real impressive to watch all the bullfighters out there. There were a few wrecks out there, and we're going to talk about those a little later on in our show. But how about the bulls? How about the bulls of the PBR in round one? What did you think of them? MoBandy.com, 45.5 points. That bull was getting it on. And, you know, that was really fitting that we would play a little bit of Mo Bandy and Bandy the Rodeo Clown. You know, MoBandy.com, 45.5 points. How about Bushwhacker? You know, Bushwhacker, you know, for a four-year-old, that little bull right there is just turning it up. And real impressive to see. I believe he was only about a quarter of a point away from that top score there for the bulls. So was impressed by all the bulls that they had down there. However, there were a lot of younger bulls there, a lot of bulls that have not been bucked in such a big arena, such a big highlight deal. And, you know, we saw actually some of them. I had the opportunity to see them up at the Seber Deals up in North Carolina at the Rapid K Arena, and a lot of Tom Teague's bulls up that way. Real impressive to see some of them out there at the finals. I believe that most of his bulls did pretty well. you know, but there were some young ones there, and some Cowboys, you know, they took some bruises on round one. It's not going to get any better for them there in round two. I got to tell you, they're pulling out the ranked 10. Out of this ranked 10, the Bulls that you're watching tonight, you will see the Bucking Bull of the Year. And I'd like to see who it's going to be. You know, if you've got questions or comments, you think that, you know, we want to know who you think is the Bull of the Year, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll definitely be happy to take your calls there. We got the phone lines open. We're ready for you, so jump on here anytime. We got a lot of highlights from round one that were real impressive to watch. You know, we're going to talk about some of the wrecks, but we also want to talk about bullfighters. You know, this is Bullfighting Thursday, and we definitely want to highlight the Dickey Bullfighters of the PBR, as well as any other ones. Joe Bumgardner was one of them. Frank Newsom, of course, Fearless Frank, Shorty Gorham, and the Canada Cowboy, Jesse Bain, were all your Dickey Bullfighters there last night at the PBR. And look forward to seeing those guys really turn it up here in round two. I tell you what, it's not going to get any easier for them as well. They got some real ranked bulls here. And, you know, these Cowboys are really looking to turn it on up here in round two. You know, really, really, really impressive. A lot of stuff going on there at the PBR Finals in Las Vegas. What did you think about the highlights? You know, I got to tell you, it was real impressive to see it on PBR Finals. On PBRnow.com, we actually subscribed to it. That was some of the most impressive stuff that we got to see. I was really happy with the performance that we were able to have and the amount of technology that PBR provided to us, the information that we were able to get with the stats and things like that. It was really impressive. Had a lot of fun watching it on PBRfinals.com. Or PBR Finals TV, and that's the information center for the PBR Finals. It was really great to watch some of the camera angles and see some of the guys sitting there watching the pre-event and was watching down the tunnel there. You see all the past champions on the walls, and you see a lot of the Cowboys walking up and down there. You know, that was really, really neat to see. As a matter of fact, saw some of the hometown Cowboys. We're going to talk about them here coming up. But we got some callers on the line. How about we take our first caller, 770, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Scott, what's happening, man?
Not much. Who we got?
Justin Ballinger.
Oh, Justin, what do you say, my friend?
No, not much, man. Just trying to get a little bit done today. What about yourself?
Oh, shoot, man. We're doing the same thing. I'll tell you what, we didn't get to bed till 3 o'clock in the morning. Stayed up last night and watched the draft live on PBRnow.com, and had to see who these Bulls were going up against. You know, some of the matchups there. We've got an exciting round two coming up here tonight on Versus.
Man, I'm going to tell you what, I was looking at that myself this morning. Some of the matchups that I've seen on there are going to be very, very interesting to see the outcome of tonight, especially J.B. Mooney getting on Bones again.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, man. You know, J.B. took a hard shot last night, actually had a pretty big wreck. That bull kind of did a belly roll on him and landed right on top of him out there. And the amount of air that bull got was just impressive. I mean, that bull had to have been about, you know, 8-10 feet up in the air and just rolled over and landed right down on him. You know, so he took a shot last night, got bucked off, but the only way he's going to redeem himself is to take a bull like Bones, and he sure as heck did it. I mean, without hesitation either. He knew what bull he was going to get.
Oh, exactly, and I think we all know JB's not afraid to reach in there and pick out the rankest bull in the pen, so I know if he had it his way, he would want the rankest bull tonight, knowing that he didn't make the whistle last night as well.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, even if he had not been matched up against Bones before, you know, and that whole deal that started at the beginning of the year, you know that he was going to end up having to pull him again, you know, just so he could redeem himself after he got bucked off last night.
Exactly.
So, Justin, tell me about what's going on in your neck of the woods, man. How are things going in the bullfighting world?
No, man, going pretty good. Last 2 years I've been a little bit slow. I've had my job didn't go so well. I'm unfortunate, like some of the bullfighters out there. Some of these guys get to go constantly and actually don't have to have a real job, as we call it, I guess. But I tend to try to keep my real job, and it didn't go so well a couple of years ago. I got laid off for a little while, and I was trying to book enough rodeos to keep going, and I actually had a little girl born at the same time that I lost my job, so I was a little bit slow the last 2 years, but this year's really picked back up. I'm going to be doing some work this year for Ricky West with West Bucking Bulls in Fort Payne, Fife, Alabama, and Poncho and Heath with Flying High Rodeo, Heath Rogers with Flying High Rodeo Company. I'll be working with them a lot this year. I think they're going to do a series this year, and the first bull riding of the series starts November the 20th, and it'll run through next year, and it'll all be sanctioned through SEBRA. So it'll be some good events to go to and a lot of good events for the bull riders to attend as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And as a matter of fact, Justin, I believe that's where we met you earlier this year, was up in Fife, Alabama, at one of Ricky West deals. And I'll tell you what, he had a nice little bull bash up there. It was great. We had a
man,
good time.
He has that deal he does at his house every year is an excellent, excellent bull riding. It's those people love it. They get into it. The crowd is unbelievable, and Ricky has done an outstanding job year after year of making it grow. And year after year, there's more vendors there. There's more things to do. There's stuff there for the kids. There's all kinds of stuff, and he just keeps adding to it every year. And it's a really good bull riding to go to. We enjoy going a lot.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I know y'all, you know, or at least I know the missus really benefited from that deal. I think she stole a couple of my shirts.
She's good at that. She can weasel her way into a lot of things that I can't.
Yeah,
I've been
I
out there
you.
Since I was 17 years old trying to run around getting sponsors and trying to look professional and be all professional in front of these guys, and then she walks up and asks for a T-shirt, and they throw her two.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I'll tell you what, it was really fun having her and Rachel and having yourself up there. Man, we had a good time sitting around watching some Luke Kaufman, and, it was a lot of fun, man. Can't wait to get out there and do some more Ricky West deals because he definitely puts on a top show.
Yeah. Well, Scott, man, I don't want to take up all your time, but I appreciate you having me, and I hope we see you this year. And you guys keep in mind that we're going to be doing a bunch this year up this way, up around North Alabama and some in Mississippi, Tennessee, and come visit with us, man. We've got 15 for sure deals starting November the 20th. So come and check us out, Scott.
Yeah, no doubt, Justin. You know we will, man. There's no doubt about it, buddy. I appreciate you calling, and look forward to seeing you down the road.
No doubt. Appreciate it, Scott.
All right, buddy. Take care.
See you, man.
All right, guys. 646-915-9940. That is the number to call. We got about 15 minutes left in our show. Actually winding things down here on the back half of the show. Want to let you all know that Chad Dowdy and Anthony Moore are putting on a bullfighting school November 26th through the 28th. It's going to be Monster Bullfighting School, located in Locust Grove, Oklahoma. So for more information, get a hold of Anthony Moore. We got him on our Facebook. And if you want more information, check out makingaid.com. Get a hold of us, and we'll put you in contact. I believe the clinic is going to be $350 for 3 days. Should be a really good time. And I'll tell you what, learning from a guy like Anthony Moore will definitely put you in the hot seat. It'll definitely get you out there and get you booked for some bullfighting. So make sure you get in contact with us. We'll be happy to throw you out his way. We're going to take another short break here, rodeo fans. This next break is going to be brought to you by one of Justin's guys working for him, one of the producers, Ricky West Bucking Bulls. We just talked about him, located out of Fife, Alabama. And let me tell you what, this guy has got some rank bulls. He's putting on a series coming up with a couple other producers, and it's going to start November 20th. So for more information, check out RickyWestBuckingBulls.com. You'll find him right there on the Making 8 links page, and we'll be happy to guide you in his direction as well. Get out and see some of his events. You will not be disappointed. So, you know what, in dedication to the bulls that are coming up tonight, we're going to start things off, or we're going to take this next little break, and how about we throw in some of the stuff with Sonny Ledford? You know, we haven't heard him in a little bit, but the bulls we're going to see tonight are going to be some of the rankest bulls you're going to see all across the U.S. So, how about it there, Sonny? Take it away. How about a little bit of Get Off My Back?
Five-time world champion Rob Smets. You're listening to Makin8.com.
They just put me in the chute. Someone's trying to ride me. Tighten up the ropes. They don't know what's inside me. Little yellow jacket is cowboys is why I came. I'm rolling on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll fuck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll fuck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, back.
I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll fuck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll fuck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, 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 back.
On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll fuck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll fuck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, back. On your back, back, back.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com. It's Bullfighting Thursday. Now, got to tell you, we're going to talk a little bit about round one right here, right now. Round two is going to be coming up tonight. You can check it out on Versus, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, or you can find it on PBRnow.com. Go up there and register for the PBR Finals event live coverage, and you will not be disappointed. It is worth the price of admission. Got to tell you, I had a great time watching it last night. And really getting a lot of good information. But how about some of the wrecks last night? Travis Sellers was what I thought was going to be the wreck of the night. Had a bull best ever, turned around, and the buck and shoot went straight on. I'll tell you what, I think the bull got more hurt than Travis did. But fortunately, they were both able to get out of there all right. Travis Sellers took a pretty good shot there coming up, you know, to start things off. And then Skeeter Kingsolver, Pistolero was the bull. And this bull was in the bucking chute, and I mean literally reared up on him, pulled him back. Unfortunately, he did not have a spotter for him. Fortunately, the gate man was quick enough to open up the gate and get that bull out of there, because I'll tell you what, Skeeter really escaped a bad injury right there. I mean, it could have been really, really rank for him. And then, of course, the big one of the night, J.B. Mooney on Trainwreck. This bull comes out, does a belly roll, and I mean blows up about 10 foot up in the air and lands on JB. Just knocks the wind out of him. He's a little bruised up, but he's doing all right, which is a really good thing, especially coming off the injury that JB had earlier this year. You know, it was a scary moment there for all the JB fans. You know, there were a few wrecks out there last night, and it's not going to get better for these guys. These guys are going to really have to pull bear down as they get into the rank 10 tonight here in round two. Dustin Elliott, your winner, with 89 and a quarter points. I mean, he leads going into round two, and Dustin did a fantastic job, had a great ride. 89 and a quarter points is what they marked him. He's the only bull rider there at the PBR Finals that's also going to be at the National Wrangler National Finals. So you're going to see him again in Vegas in December. So if you get a chance, get out there. You can check out Dustin Elliott. How about some of the local guys? Josh Faircloth, one of the North Carolina Cowboys, also a Seabrook Cowboy. You know, seen this guy ride up there at the Rafter K quite a bit. This guy is a hand, and Josh Faircloth is making a name for himself. 87 and a quarter points is what he had last night. How about some of the other guys from the Touring Pro invite? Billy Robinson scored 86 and three quarter. And you know what? I got to talk about the hometown guy from right down the road here, Rooster McKinnon, Kevin McKinnon. This guy gets bucked off out there. It's his first time out there in Vegas. But this guy, you know, got an invite to be out there. Saw him heading down the alleyway, and, I was shocked. I told my wife, I said, man, you got to be kidding. Is that Rooster? What the heck is he doing out there, you know? Couldn't believe it. And, of course, Rooster don't wear no chaps. Hey, he's known for that. But, you know, you see him, saw his vest out there, caught the back end of him, and I said, shoot, yeah, man, that's Rooster. And sure enough, he was out there. Fortunately, got bucked off, so I don't think we're going to see any more of him out there at the finals. You know, I want to say congratulations to him for making the effort and actually getting out there. Renato Nunez, you know, 89 points, came in second place overall last night, closed the gap less than 1,000 points. He's only 900 and some odd points away from Austin Meyer, so he is on the coattails. Finished second overall last night. Great job on pit boss. Austin Meyer actually ended up pulling away a little bit from JB, scored 85.5 on RMEF Elk Country, and you know, great job for Austin. He was, you know, bearing down. I'm telling you what, that guy got bucked off up in New York, turned around and made a really good ride. How about Guilherme Marchi? Now, this is one that kind of disappointed me. This guy comes out, has a really good bull ride. The bull is a flat spinning bull, but you know what, Marchi really, you know, really looked good on him, scored 84 points, though. The judges only marked him 84 points. I was really disappointed in that. So, anyways, that's our round one coverage. Now, y'all stay tuned. I'm telling you, we've got a lot coming up here. We're going to do a Back on the Ranch live video feed as well. So when you're tuning in on Blog Talk Radio, you can also check us out on Ustream TV. And we'll be doing a live broadcast here as we're back on the ranch, taking your calls and talking more rodeo. We're also going to do a one-hour special Rough Stock Monday where we're covering a lot more of the PBR finals. So, you know, this is our last show that we have of the week until Sunday. And by then, we will have a new world champion in the PBR finals in the bull ride. So do not miss out. Now, we got round two tonight matchup, Austin Myers versus Braveheart. Lostro picks Voodoo Child. JB, of course, picks Vones. Valderon de Oliveira picked Spitfire. Renato Nunez picked Chicken on a Chain. Mike Lee picked Big Tex. My matchup tonight, Brendan Clark versus Crosswired. Tell you what, that's going to be a great matchup. I look for Brendan to be right at around 90 points on him. And then my other matchup tonight, Stormy Wing versus White Magic. I believe he's going to go about 89.5 on him. Should be a great deal. We got the Flint Rasmussen Show Outside the Barrel coming up on PBR Finals Live, and you can find it right there on PBRnow.com. Yesterday he had Aaron Roy, Bo Hill, McKinnon Wimberly. All three had qualified rides. So who's he going to have today? And that show is going to be coming up at about 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I believe 12 noon on the West Coast. Make sure you check it out. That's going to do it for our show today here, Rodeo Fans, on a Bullfighting Thursday. I want to thank all of y'all for tuning in and checking us out. Make sure to check us out Sunday night. We're going to be doing a live video broadcast back on the ranch show right here on Making8.com. So stay tuned to that. We're also going to have a one-hour Rest Stock Monday show right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Make sure you tell your friends to get a grip. We're going to be talking some PBR finals coming up, so don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to Making8.com, Rodeo Fans. Until then, get a grip. We'll see ya. Bye.